And then at Blow Night, it was pretty fun. I played basketball, listened to a couple songs. And then after Glow Night, I just went to bed. And then, yeah, that's pretty much it.
Hello, my name is Eli Curry. I want to talk about my favorite things. My favorite things were the raft. Especially the raft because, hey, I lost a water shoe. So we were going in, so I fell off and the water shoe came right off. And then when I got back on, he pulled the ball and I fell right off again. And that's all for me.
Awesome. So these guys on the very end here, we all, I think, at one point, lost our voices because we were so excited. That's what happened. We were so excited. The Holy Spirit was moving, and our voices were just going for it, right? Yes. All right. So on this side, do I have any more testimonies up here? No? All right. No. Okay, brothers. Here, get in line. All right, so what I'm going to do is just pass the mic down. They're going to share their name and something fun that they did or experienced at camp. And if you don't want to, you can just pass it on.
I'm Joseph, and I like kayaking.
My name is Naomi, and I love standing up on the raft.
My name's Emily, and I got to ride in a golf cart when I hurt my foot.
Good morning. I just want to share, I had a word, Mark 11:24. The Bible says when you pray, if you believe, you receive. And I just had such a I don't know the word I want to use, but these children came to receive from God, and they did. And just seeing their faith renews your faith, and just God is so simple, you know. And sometimes as adults, we overthink it. We think there's a process or a pattern we got to go through. Just believe when you pray that you receive. And I was just so honored to serve. And I'm telling you, any financial sacrifice that you made or discipline that you made to get these kids there, it's coming back to you 100-fold. You know, the way God moved, the Spirit of God moved through that place was amazing. And if you have time to serve, serve. Because I'll tell you, when you're there for 3 or 4 days, all your problems are gone. You don't think about it. You don't think about what's going on at home. You're in the here and now, and it's just an amazing opportunity. And I thank the church for allowing me to do it.
Hi, I'm Nick. I wanted to share something. I'm only 18, so I've never had a kid before. But Wednesday, I was given 8. For my responsibility, and it was a lot of fun. I had all boys dorms, and there's 4 things we talked about. 1, God. 2, how nasty the food was. 3, the frog in the toilet. And 4th was girls, which was surprising. And so I'm like, how do you? And then so we were all sitting down, and there's this guy named Alberto. And, you know, he's kind of an instigator, you know, to the kids. And so I was trying to be like the wisdom kid, like the, okay, like, let's talk about Jesus. Let's bring him back to Jesus, right? And so they're all talking about, oh, this girl, like, you know, the girl like that. And so, like, we're all like, all right, so let's talk about Jesus, you know, Jesus. And then, like, you don't need to worry about girls right now. You're so young, right? And so, the other counselor, Alberto, was like, listen, you got to go up to them, put your arm on their shoulder and say, hey, and then wink at them like that. And then so all the kids were like, yeah, do it. And so he got the confidence, and then he started to go to every single girl in the camp and go, hey, and wink at them, including Miss Ashley. So that was really funny. But in all seriousness, it was really good. Like, the Holy Spirit was there and everything. One, like, really, like, touching moment was, Mr. Peter. We were all praying for the kids in our dorms, and, JoJo, which is his son, just started, like, tearing up a little bit. And he just wrapped his arms around him and just started, like, speaking life in him and saying, like, it's okay. And when I saw that, like, my heart just, like fell a little bit, because that's how God sees us. When we're in trouble, when we're upset, he just wraps his arms around you and says, I love you and stuff like that. So that's what I got from it.
Shark bait. Ooh ha ha, shark bait, ooh ha ha, shark bait, ooh ha ha, shark bait, ooh ha ha, shark.
That was our, one of our leaders for their team chanting for a competition. Okay, yeah, Sparta Fishies.
So, hi, I'm Nicole, and there's so much. There's just so much that you could share, and you could just go on for hours and hours and hours and hours. But there's just two main things I'm going to say that God is bringing to me right now is the body of Christ. You know, we sit in the seats, and the praise team is up here, and the pastors are up here, and sometimes I think there's a disconnect. We're looking at the pastors, we're looking at the praise team, and but we're the body of Christ. We're the church, and it's all of our jobs. And it was very convicting to me this past week. It's my job to be the body of Christ, to help him to be the hands and the feet, and to spill into this next amazing world changer generation. I mean, this is just an amazing group of kids, and we just thank all of you for them. Because they're our future. This is the generation that's going to be leading us, and so we can go on and on about that. And then the other thing that really, really touched me, it always seems to touch me, is to watch the teens leading praise and worship, and the children getting into the Word and getting into the Spirit because of the teens leading. And it's just such a beautiful hierarchy that I it's overwhelming. So.
My name is Chrissy, and I've been privileged to work with World Changers for a few years now. And I wasn't going to go. My Abigail was not going to go. And Miss Ashley says, no, you're going. So no matter how many times I said no, she says, no, you're going. God said you are going. And I will say it was the most amazing experience I've had out of all my years of getting to help out with children. And just to see these kids up front, without a care in the world, praising Jesus, jumping up and down, lifting their hands, you know, that warmed my heart. I would sit back and just smile. And you had shy kids like mine who wouldn't do that, run up there, one of the first ones, and just sat there and was just enjoying the God presence. You know, so that childlike faith was amazing. And I, you know, it was like, Lord, you know, we need to have that childlike faith. You know, we as adults forget what it's like to come as a child to our daddy, Jesus, and to see these kids do it and to hear their testimonies and to watch little kids. Little Lena was ministering to 11 and 12 year olds. We had a Holy Spirit filled night, and our older girls were crying and just being in the presence of God. And here's this little girl. Childlike faith, walking up to these older kids, hugging them, and praying for them. And I was like, amen, God. This is why I'm here, to see these children worship and praise you, to remember what it's like to have childlike faith, and to be like that myself. That was a great example to the adults, you know, and to watch our junior counselors, our youth counselors, our adult counselors, our pastors all come as one accord. We were one unit. And that was amazing to me, to see just the Holy Spirit work of God.
I'm going to give my testimony real quick. So Camp Sparta was quite the adventure, okay? We got to camp, and the kids hit their feet ground running. And if you could imagine all these kids saying, hey, we're at camp, we don't have our parents, let's have fun. You know, that's, you know, it was just amazing the touch they had from God. You know, when it came down to praise Jesus, pray, they got serious. You know, they connected with God. You know, we had many nights of worship, and God just kept telling me, we need to invest in our children. You know, they struggle just like, you know, adults do. you know, and I just kept praying. I'm like, God, thank you so much just for, you know, putting that in my heart. And one of the last nights we had a devotion, I'm just going to read it. This is the boys from my cabin, and, you know, Nick and Alberto was in there. But these are some of the questions they asked. I'm just going to read this and close it with this. It says, what has being at Camp Sparta done for you this week? And I'm going to go through them. It said, learn how to seek God, a lot more hope, more courage with friends, having fun with God, courage to speak in tongues, praising God, and having fun building relationships. And the next question was, what has God spoken to you about this week? And it's not listening to the devil, sharing with his friends, talking to God, courage. And we had a couple kids, you know, two or three kids left that said not listening to the devil. And the third question was, why is it important to have a relationship with the Holy Spirit? The way, the truth, and the light helps us in time of need. He's our tour guide, helps us when we have problems, helps us get smart, relationships, and not listening to the devil. And I just want to thank everybody for sending us off for your prayers, your finances, all the help that was involved. It was awesome.
Yeah. Just one more thing.
Okay. So I just want to touch base with just one thing he said the kids were saying about the devil. They came across a lot of things against them at camp this year, right? However, I watched every single child rise up, cry to God, and God answered every one of their prayers. And to be there and to witness that was phenomenal. It moved us like never before. We had Nate, who's sitting down, crying. He was such a beautiful blessing to us. I had my little one here, a birthday. We also had another birthday, but I could count on him, right, to lead him and encourage him and not feel left out. But then I also just really want to say thank you, you know, to everybody for everything that they do. In Jesus' name, amen. And I'm getting off the stage now, and you're welcome.
All right, let's give it up for all of our world changers. Hallelujah. Come right this way. All right. Well, some of you might be thinking, oh, gosh, why did they take time out of service? Are they just wanting to give an opportunity? The thing is we need to recognize that this is the next generation. And Pastor John and myself, the pastoral staff here at Family Worship Center, we believe in investing into the next generation. And some of you this today, who's a parent out there? Anybody a parent? Parent? Got some parents? How about grandparents? Grandparents? Who wishes to get married one day and be a parent? All right, all right. Okay, everyone look around. Who's single? No. What? Shane? Oh, my goodness. Okay. But listen, I don't want to encourage you for just a moment. Pastor John is going to come and get ready to close the service. But in Psalms chapter 127, verse 4, it says, children are a gift from God, and they are like arrows in the hand of a warrior. Can I just tell you, as a parent, as a grandparent, even as a church member in the body of Christ, you are that warrior. You are the one. I'm just going to pastor you for just a minute. You are the one that gets to speak into your child's life. You are the one that gets to be the trajectory to turn that child in the way that they should go. We have so many promises in the Word of God, and the responsibility is ours. It's not the school system. It's not the government. It's not the church. I'm sorry, Mom and Dad. We want to get behind you and support you in pointing your children in the direction that they should go. It's like we're waiting for this movement to come and change something in our nation. But if you look at our history, it was the one. It's the individual that makes a change. And it's the individual. Why do we prophesy over our children? They're world changers because that's what we're believing them to be. I mean, think of Rosa Parks. It wasn't a movement that changed. It was her as a single individual. She's the one that said, no, I'm going to sit on this bus and I'm not getting up and going to the back. One individual. Think of the Wright brothers. They're the ones that invented the airplane. Do you know that prior to that invention, they sat at a table with somebody and they were told there's nothing else to be invented. but they said birds fly. If birds can fly, then I think man can fly. And they failed, but they were the ones that stepped out. I think in the society that we're living in today, we're waiting for somebody else to start the movement. We're waiting for somebody else to make the change. I don't know, it's just a revelation in my heart. Our children in this church are going to be the world changers. They're the ones that are going to start the movement. They're the ones that are going to bring a change to the world. And not only that, but we can take that for ourselves. What is it that we've become lackadaisical about? Being God's hands, being God's feet, reaching out to others. It's so important. That responsibility is ours. I know our kids growing up, every night before they went to bed, I would say to them, don't forget to talk to Jesus. Ask him what is impossible that he wants you to do. And then when they get up in the morning, parents, we need to ask our kids, start talking to them about talking to Jesus. What did God show you last night? Did you have any dreams? What is he going to use you for today? We've got to be the initiators in our kids' lives so that they can go out and make a change. Amen. So we just thank you so much, Pastor John. I'll let you get up here.
Praise the Lord. Just to dovetail on that this morning, because we don't want to keep you, but just the importance of children. You know, children were very, very, very important to Jesus. Can someone say amen? And if you don't understand that, Matthew 18, it specifically talks about how back in that time that children weren't allowed to come up to the teachers and the rabbis, but Jesus allowed the children to come to him. Why? Because children are important. Children are important. They're important to God. They're important to Jesus. You know, Matthew 18:3. You know, he says, you know, Donna alluded to it, that we, you know, we have to come to him as a child, you know, to enter into the kingdom of God. I mean, Jesus continued to say that he said, come to me. Come unto me, all who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Goes on to say, just like a child does with a parent. See, a lot of the times we miss that part, just as a child does with a parent, because we relate, our own experiences with our parents. Maybe our parents weren't there for us. One of them wasn't there. Both of them wasn't there. And so we think that we don't understand that. We don't catch that. It's not, we skim over that because we don't truly understand that. But see, it's so important to understand that, you know what? The movement starts within your homes. A movement starts within our house. That's where it starts. It starts with us speaking life over our own kids. It starts with speaking life within our own homes, in our own marriages, over our own families. Not thinking about what they're not doing right, but praising them for what, or not getting on them for what they're doing wrong, but praising them for what they're doing right. It's vital. So vital that Jesus even said in Luke 17, 1-3, he said, Jesus, about talking about treating kids badly, his exact words were this. Jesus said unto his disciples, things that cause people to stumble are bound to come, but woe to anyone through whom they come. It would be better for them to be thrown into the sea with a millstone tied around their neck than to cause one of these little ones to stumble. And then he continued and he ended that verse with, so watch yourselves. That's how Jesus saw children. That's the importance. And see, lots of times we skim over that. We don't understand that. And I want to leave you with this morning. It's Matthew chapter 22, verse 29, simply says, and this is Jesus again speaking. Jesus said, your mistake is that you don't know the scriptures and you don't know the power of God. Two powerful things that we were talking about. We talk about Camp Decision, talk about Camp Sparta. We believe in introducing the teenagers, children, to the importance of the Word of God. And the importance of the movement, the flow of the Spirit of God. Because I'll tell you, a lot of times we don't take, let's just be honest, we don't take the time that we really should in the Word of God, which is what I'm talking about. The Word of God, it's the Bible. Opening up the Bible, because the Bible is God speaking to us. It's not just an old book. It's a relevant book. It helps us with our walk with Christ today. But a lot of times, if you were like me when I was younger and I was a young adult, you can just, it's a bunch of words and it just, oh my gosh, but that's where the Spirit of God comes in. That's where the gift of the Holy Spirit. Understand, it's very powerful. Jesus' last words before he ascended to heaven, he said, I must go so that the Comforter may come. And for Jesus to say, you know, he lived on earth for 33 years, 30 years and 3 years of ministry, and then he was crucified. He died and rose again and was on the earth for 40 days after that. And then to say to the disciples, I have to go so that the Holy Spirit can come. And that's so important as a gift for each and every one of us. And so when I got a revelation, I understood that, and I asked to be filled with the Spirit of God. Yes, I asked Jesus in my heart to be filled with the Spirit. Guess what? That the Word of God became alive to me. It just wasn't words anymore. It just wasn't words where I was reading, but all of a sudden it became the Word of God was illuminated to me. It became revelation to me. It became rhema. I understood. I didn't need 50 translations. Back then, all we had was the old school King James, the V's and the vowels and everything else. The scriptures are so important. We have to understand that these children, I was blown away. I was sitting over in the cafeteria with one of the children from camp. And so I was like, we're talking. How you doing? Doing okay? You having fun? You know, because we went with, if you didn't know, East Coast Believers Church. So there was, you know, some kids knew us and everything. So we were talking to different people, talking to different leaders, talking to different children. So I was sitting there talking. I said, so, hey, this is an 8-year-old. People, this is an 8-year-old. Says to me, I said, so how are you doing? You enjoying camp? You know, I'm just super tired. And, you know, I'm a little stressed because I got a long day tomorrow. And I got a lot on my plate. I got a lot going on, and just, you know, I'm just stressed. I'm looking. This is an 8-year-old. You know, it's not a teenager. This is not a person with 5 kids. You know, this is an 8-year-old. Struggle is real to them. But see, it's so important for us to impart, to speak words of life, to impart into our children. And you say, well, I don't have kids. You know, maybe I'm a grandfather or grandmother, or maybe I'm an aunt or uncle. You have spiritual influence over those children in your life. You can speak life. You can pray life. You can get involved in some way in their life to be a positive influence. And maybe you say, you know what? I don't have any immediate family here. Well, guess what? We've got lots of children here at Family Worship Center that you can be praying for all the time, having that spiritual influence. You know, that, you know, just being available, just open your heart, open to God. There's, you know what? It doesn't matter. Children are important to God, and they should be important to us. But where does that movement that Pastor Kylie talked about start? It starts within our homes. It starts with us speaking the Word of God into. But guess what that means? Being honest, just, you know, loving you. But the truth of the matter is that means stop with our foolish things, our foolish ways, and really putting our nose in the book, the Word of God, and learning and understanding. And instead of binging on Netflix, I got to watch the next show because it's so awesome. I got to watch the next show. And then before you know it, hours and hours go by. You know, we need to have a heart and a desire and a craving that after we read a verse, after we read a chapter, I got to read the next chapter because this is awesome. And that craving, and you start to read the next, you start binging on the Word of God. But oh, come on, you're just a lame. It's lame. No, it's not lame. Do we want to continue to live our lives in the same rut of a way? No. But we truly want overflow in our life. Overflow starts within our homes. Starts within your heart. Children are led by example. Now, if that weighs on you, you got to say, God, why does this weigh on me? If that stirs you up, oh, it's awesome. I get to lead my family. Good job. Keep that focus. Let each and every one of us, God, if you have any spiritual influence in a child's life, any spiritual influence, God can use you. God desires to use you. And it doesn't matter what mistakes you made this morning or yesterday or last week. God's grace is sufficient for each and every one of us. He can give you the strength and the wisdom how to be that person of influence. One step at a time, one day at a time. Amen.